Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Felix, the only pet insurance plan just for cats. With plans starting at under $1 per day and as unique as your cat. You'll love them, and you can't imagine living without them. And as each and every one of your fur babies rubs against your leg, go ahead and tell them the exciting news. Felix Cat Insurance offers whisker-to-tail protection. The kind of protection that you both, or should we say all, deserve. Whether you've got an indoor cat, an outdoor cat, or they're a little of both, Felix Cat Insurance has you covered. Our curated cat insurance plans were designed to meet the special needs of your feline family members. Accidents, illnesses, cancer, diabetes, emergency care, alternative therapies, hereditary conditions, exam fees, and much more. Customizable coverage exclusively for felines. Sorry, no dogs allowed. FelixCatInsurance.com. Get it? Meow. Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. For all terms and limitations, visit felixcatinsurance.com/terms.
Let's welcome in a Super Bowl MVP, longtime NFL on CBS broadcaster, and that is the great Phil Sims, kind enough to join us right now once again on the Zach Gelb Show. Phil, appreciate the time as always. How you been, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing okay. Had a little run-in with the floor a couple weeks ago, but I'm doing well now. And look at you, man. You've been lifting weights. You get the Oh, but it's good to talk to you, and I hope everything's going well for you.
You had a little run-in with the floor? What do you mean?
I fell down and hit the floor face first. That's why I got my glasses on.
Oh, let's okay.
If you can see, right? Oh, that's – but I just got the stitches taken out, and it's doing better.
So is the real story here that Boomer Esiason just punched you in the face? Is that the truth there?
Well, if he punched me in the face, what would he look like after I got out of him, okay? How's that?
I can hear the headline from the New York Post now. Boomer Esiason punches Phil Sims as revealed. Yeah, well, on the
somebody
Zach
said
Gelb
that you and Boomer get in a fight. I went, oh my God, please. No, we wouldn't do that.
Phil Sims here with us. Let me get your reaction. The last 3 weeks, it's been awesome with Tommy DeVito. How about what you've been seeing out of the Giants quarterback?
Well, it's been really good. I think this past game we saw on Monday night against Green Bay was the cleanest one he's played by far. But I think what surprised me, well, two things. You know, I saw him in training camp. I watched him at Syracuse. I saw him at the University of Illinois. And his arm strength looks better than it did in college. And his movement has been really good, too. So the Giants, just to talk about them, it's kind of like the league has slowed down, which it always does after – a certain period of time. You know, wide receivers, pass rushers are not as explosive as they were just because of the duration of the season. But we're just seeing people come around. The receivers for the Giants, Jalin Hyatt, that looks every time I watch them. Wandale Robinson. And then the other thing, the biggest thing of all to me is Kayvon Thibodeau. The fact that he is constantly getting after the quarterback. And, you know, Zach, you know as well as I do, if you can't hit the quarterback in the NFL, you're going to lose games.
No doubt about that. So people are like, I know it's a three-game stretch. The kid's playing great. No one knows what to make of the future of Tommy DeVito. But that storyline is there, even though they just paid Daniel Jones. Some people don't believe in Daniel Jones. Like, do you think DeVito could take it to a level where he's challenging for Jones' spot next year?
Well, let me think about that. No. How's that? I mean, it's just, no, it's not going to, come on. Every backup quarterback that comes in the NFL now after a game, well, I don't know, but I think they found their guy, you know. Josh Dobbs, he might be the future of the Minnesota Vikings. No, Kirk Cousins just rips it up almost every single year, and they were on a roll, and that really hurt them. But it's amazing how quick we jump into that. No, Tommy DeVito, what he has done, he has shown everybody in the NFL and, of course, the Giants in live action that really counts, that he's really come through and played some good games. But, you know, to me, he's just solidified himself probably on the team again next year, that's for sure.
If Daniel Jones could stay healthy.
But wait, Zach.
Yeah.
He won't be the starter unless Daniel Jones or whatever is not ready to go or something like that. But, let's just see how it plays out. But he's doing great so far, no doubt.
If Daniel Jones can stay healthy, what do you think he could still be, though, as a quarterback?
Well, you know, I'm a fan. I liked him coming out of college. So I didn't, you know, was I surprised he was the sixth pick of the draft? Yes, of course. But I thought he would go high, you know, somewhere in the top 15 of the NFL draft. He's got everything you want as far as size. He can run. He's got a good arm. I think he's very accurate throwing the football. And it was just a mess this year for him. It really was in every aspect. And no matter who you are as a quarterback, when you're not getting protected or things are not going well, it can affect you. And I thought it did a little bit. But I don't know the future as far as what the Giants think of him and things like that. But I feel pretty safe in saying he'll be, if he's ready, which I don't know if that's a big question after an ACL injury. If he's ready, he'll be the starting quarterback at the start of the year next year.
Phil Simms joins us right now on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Big Ben was talking the other day about how the Steelers have lost their way and people don't fear the Steelers anymore. When you look at the current state of the Steelers, right, there's been a lot of questions about the Patriots as well with Bill Belichick. Do you think it would be a mistake if the Steelers look to move on from Mike Tomlin this offseason?
Well, I've never even thought about it, Zach. I mean, they're not going to move on from Mike Tomlin. There's no way. I hear it talked about sometimes. All that good, they're not. Look, I think this about them. If their defense was completely healthy, they would be a tough out every single week. But they got some injuries over there. I think the Steelers, finally, their offensive line starting to come around a little bit. And I kind of like it. You know, I watch every one of their games. You know, I think we overrate sometimes the talent around the quarterback. Oh, they got great skill people. No, they don't. It's good, but I never look at it and go, wow, Deontay Johnson and Pickens, they're just top, big time, top 10 NFL wide receivers, which they're not. So, and you don't turn it around. Because we fire a coordinator, they're not going to explode on the offense right away. That takes offseason, training camp, creating new plays, new system, everything involved there. And to think you're going to change that during the middle of the year, it's just not going to work.
All right, you know it very well, right? You've had success, and then when you did go down, right, you saw Jeff Hostetler come in and have success as well. What has this been like, just wondering for you this year? Because we talked about it with DeVito. There's been now Joe Flacco, right? Jake Browning. There's been these backup quarterbacks that get these opportunities now, and they're really running with it this year. It's been wild to see.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I think I did it today, and I've already forgot the number, like 24 different starters this year across the NFL. I mean, some teams like Cleveland, four different starters. I think it's a good time of year because you know who you are and how to manage your team better for the backups to come in. But I think what we're seeing, and I talk about it all the time too, one, you should have truly three quarterbacks that you trust going into the season now. Okay, we're all over this thing that, well, we got a number one, but we don't want to pay the backup any money, Zach, because we're trying to save it for the guy that runs down in the kickoffs on the outside or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, who was it that told me this? Pat Kerwin, who is behind the scenes at CBS. He goes, and I believe this, and if I was running the team, we would have it. Four quarterbacks on the roster. You know, two on the roster, whatever, and maybe two on the practice squad, because for many reasons. To groom a couple of them, but as we see, one and two can get hurt in this NFL very easily. The speed of the defense just keeps going up. And the offensive line, the separation between them and the defensive linemen, gets a bigger separation every single year. So if you're a quarterback in the NFL, I don't care what your offensive line is and anything, you're going to get hit. These defensive guys, no matter what rules we bring up and try to do, you're going to get hit as a quarterback. And a lot of times it's just luck if you can stay healthy.
Phil Simms here with us. Phil, Cam Newton the other day on his podcast, I'm sure you've seen it, called Dak Prescott Game Manager. How would you describe Dak Prescott as a quarterback these days?
Well, man, I tell you what, I would love to be a game manager like Dak Prescott. I mean, oh my God. That'll be my opening statement this Sunday on CBS. So it will, really will. He is on fire. He's leading the team. His energy is real. Mike McCarthy, what happened to him? He's like changed. And I'll tell you, but I really mean this too, Zach. He changed after they lost that game against San Francisco. And I can almost draw up the plays they did that game out in San Francisco. It was just something that everybody runs at the beginning of training camp. It was so basic. And now they've gone and they've opened it up. And Mike McCarthy is calling the plays. Hell, by the time they even tackle the guy on offense, he's already over there. Here we go, Dak. I got it already. And, of course, he's got a play sheet that looks like a New Jersey diner menu. I mean, is it unbelievable? But he's ripping through it. And it happens in the NFL. You get in these grooves where it just works. And Dak Prescott, Mike McCarthy, the offense, everything about that side of the ball is really clicking. And like I said, if he's a damn game manager, I'd hate to see the guys that really go out there and can win games. I mean, that wouldn't even be Patrick Mahomes if we're doing it this way. So, no, he's not a game manager. He's much better than that. And, you know, I'll say this too. He's throwing the ball better than he ever has in his career. More power. He's limber as hell. He's moving around, making plays, running and throwing. He's just a different guy than I've seen in the past. And I really think it changed after that Frisco game. And where he broke out was the Los Angeles Charger game. I think it was a Monday night or a Sunday night.
20-17.
Where we saw him move around and make some plays. And I think that's where the dam broke. They go, let's start doing more for him and make him the central figure of the offense. And he has carried it for sure. Did I answer the question?
Yes, you definitely did, Phil Simms. He never tiptoes around a question, never dances around a question. There's no doubt about that. Who is your MVP, though, right now with what you've seen? Is it Dak?
He's right there. You know, Dan, we're getting into the Heisman Trophy thing. After week one, who's going to win it in college, the Heisman Trophy? What do you think? And, you know, this MVP is just constant.
I think it's Tyreek Hill, personally.
Yes, if he can stay healthy, if he's, you know, I was watching Mike McDaniels or reading what he said today. That made it a little iffy about where he is and do what's best for him and be careful because they need him for the long run and not just this week. But, yeah, I would say that too, that if it all stays healthy and he keeps on the trend that he's going, yes, you can see as we watch that game Monday night, when Tyreek Hill goes out, it changes the Miami Dolphins football team. Not just the offense. It changes everything about him, I think. But Dak would be right there, too, right now.
Also, when you look at Brock Purdy, your view of Brock Purdy right now is what? Is it similar to the Dak conversation when you hear people call him a game manager, you roll your eyes at that, or you put some validity behind that?
This game manager thing, stop it. You know, what the hell is this? You know, to be a game manager, you know how hard that really is? It's really hard. And people just throw the thing out there because they don't want to give credit to somebody. But to manage a game from the quarterback position along with the team and the coach to score and to really be thinking of all that is only for veteran quarterbacks. And but answering with Brock Purdy, oh, but his guys catch it and run for extra yards. Oh, my God. Did we say that when Patrick Mahomes had Tyreek Hill in that receiving group when they were doing plays that nobody else did? Did we say, well, it's Patrick Mahomes, they're catching him, but look what they're doing afterwards. Some of these arguments are so stupid, I can't even get into it. But Brock Purdy makes really good decisions. And I was just watching the game last week, yesterday probably, I can't remember. And he threw a couple of these, what I call, throw it in the bucket. You know, that's what everybody says. It went over to the defender, came down right into the hands of his guys, and I counted three of them. That I went, wow, those were the difference in the game. One of them is the Deebo Samuel, I think. He went across the field. But that was the difference in the game. So to call him a game manager, first, he's a better athlete than we give him credit for. He's bigger than you think. And his arm, well, it's not a rocket. but his touch and his feel, throws great spirals. It's all really good. So I'm on the bandwagon with Brock Purdy.
How about
the guy that does their games? Mm-hmm. God, I'm losing his first name. The big ex defensive player, Ryan.
Oh, Tim Ryan, yeah.
Tim Ryan, thank you. Tim, when they were in preseason, you know, a couple years ago when he was a rookie, two years, I remember him saying on the telecast, if he was 6'4", he'd have been drafted high in the first round. And I went, well, that's an overstatement, you know, but he's worked for the team. But he was at practice every day, and he saw it, and they were just – and I heard some of the vibes coming out of there. I thought, oh, they're overdoing it. But now we see, Zach, that what he was saying was real.
You know,
he's put them on the field.
Phil Simms, there's some years in the NFL where teams struggle the first 3 months, and then they get hot in December, and the next thing you know, they're in the Super Bowl. Can you see the Bills being that team this year, currently at 7-6 with a big game this weekend up against the Cowboys?
The yes or no is no, I don't. I mean, I know if you're going in the playoffs or whatever, there's a couple teams you really don't want to see. The Bills would be one, like, out of nowhere. Oh my gosh. You know, we're expecting a game where we're going to be really favored and have maybe an easy game. Not easy. It's never easy, but make mistakes and still beat this team. The Bills, I think the Denver Broncos, if they make it, wow, they're extremely dangerous. And I forgot my last team, who it was. Cleveland. But Cleveland's beat up, got a lot of injuries too. So those are hard to overcome. But the Bills, Zach, it's such a tough road. And I think their margin of error is so small. And but you never know. Quarterback, if they can protect him enough, he can get really hot. I do like what they've done the last few games on the offensive side. It's a little more diverse, I guess you would say. And I like it. When they put Josh Allen under center, I think it's great. The play action game, but they don't do it enough.
Last thing I'll ask you, as Phil Simms is here with us, I just want your take on everything that transpired with Mahomes after the game, with all the complaining, with Kadarius Toney lined up offsides, and it ended up negating that crazy play, Kelsey throwing it back to Toney for the touchdown that ended up not being a touchdown.
Well, my favorite statement is, oh, they robbed us one of the great plays and highlights. And I go, this is not by the Kansas City Chiefs, people on team. I go, it's not about you. It's about what's right or wrong. Look, it was an egregious lineup, basically offsides. And I'm sorry, but Kadarius Toney is a good player, or he has great potential, and they kind of need him to come through. And Patrick Mahomes and all them, how they reacted, and Andy Reid, that's just what – that was real. I mean, my gosh. I mean, thank God that the coverage wasn't – back then what it is now to me with my mouth and some of the things I could say after a game. Oh my God. But you know, Patrick Mahomes truly is loved by almost everybody that follows football. And so he had a little outburst. And
this
he,
was the first moment he's really got some criticism, like in the majority of people criticizing him. That's how likable he is.
Yeah, you're right. But it's okay. You know, every once in a while you gotta get dirty. You gotta get in there and just state your case. So I don't blame him. But I didn't look at it and go, wow, that they cheated the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, everybody's got all the records. Well, it's only been this and this. I don't know what else to say. Mm-hmm. You look down the line and you see it. I will say this to you, Zach. I watch a lot of games, even as I'm watching them live at CBS and trying to see things. I see illegal formations all the time. But they don't call them all because the rule is this, a blade of grass. So if there's even it's 99%, we're not, whatever. It's, they call it, they usually give the offense the benefit of the doubt. And, but the one with Kadarius Toney, I thought it was so evident or whatever that they had to call it. So it was tough, but you're always going to lose a couple tough games every dang year. And Kansas City, you know, they still have the talent to get it done, and we'll see how it goes.
Well, this Sunday, we're all going to be tuning into the NFL on CBS, and everyone expects you to do one thing, and that's
what?
The Tommy DeVito celebration. Are we getting that this Sunday?
Hey, all I can say is I was getting ready to do it and didn't do it.
Can we get a little preview here? Come on, Phil, give us a little preview.
No, we're not going to do it. One, I'm not going to, because you just can't do it right. But if I'd have grown up here in North Jersey, mm-hmm. I probably would have had to play linebacker, because I don't like Italian food. I love it.
Okay, I love it.
Oh my gosh.
I was about to have a heart attack here, Phil, if you said actually love Italian food. Okay.
The Italian food up in this area is better than New York City. Yeah. You know, I tell them, no. But there's some mom and pop places here.
You're not wrong.
Oh my gosh. I think it was 1980. My wife is from right up here where we live. And we went to an Italian restaurant and I was trying things. And said, oh my gosh, this is awesome. It wasn't fried chicken and mashed potatoes and what we had down in Kentucky all the time. So it was great. And Tommy DeVito, the whole thing, good for him. It's a lot to overcome and keep your head clear as a quarterback. But I think just listening to him, and he's really playing it low-key, which I respect and good for him.
He's the great Phil Simms. Phil, appreciate the time as always. Thanks for doing this.
Back, you're the man. Keep lifting those weights, man. I tell you.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Felix, the only pet insurance plan just for cats, with plans starting at under $1 per day and as unique as your cat. You'll love them, and you can't imagine living without them. And as each and every one of your fur babies rubs against your leg, go ahead and tell them the exciting news. Felix Cat Insurance offers whisker-to-tail protection, the kind of protection that you both, or should we say all, deserve. Whether you've got an indoor cat, an outdoor cat, or they're a little of both, Felix Cat Insurance has you covered. Our curated cat insurance plans were designed to meet the special needs of your feline family members. Accidents, illnesses, cancer, diabetes, emergency care, alternative therapies, hereditary conditions, exam fees, and much more. Customizable coverage exclusively for felines. Sorry, no dogs allowed. FelixCatInsurance.com. Get it? Meow. Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. For all terms and limitations, visit felixcatinsurance.com/terms.
Bring the sounds of the season to life with the Philips Fidelio FB1 soundbar featuring DTS:X and IMAX Enhanced. Build your full home theater wirelessly when you connect to multiple devices using DTS Play-Fi technology and experience the thrill of immersive audio that moves above and around you as it transports you into your favorite films when you're home for the holidays. Visit philips.com/home-sound to learn more. DTS.
Dedicated to sensational.
If you're a business owner, you know these sounds mean sales. And from the sound of it, your business is growing. Whether you're fulfilling orders from your home office or warehouse, Stamps.com helps you stress less about mailing and shipping and spend more time doing what you love most. Listening to ASMR. I mean, growing your business. But as you grow, so does the need for efficiency. Stamps.com simplifies your shipping and mailing process. Import orders from wherever you sell online. Find the lowest rates with the fastest delivery times. Instantly deliver tracking updates to your customers. And buy shipping and mailing supplies when you run low. Save time and money on mailing and shipping. Get started at Stamps.com today with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, free postage, and a digital scale.